The clerk will please swear the bailiff. Record will indicate all the jurors are present, counsel and parties present. Mr. Ware, you are the foreperson?
Yes, I am.
Has the jury reached a verdict?
Yes, they have, sir.
Please hand the verdict form to the bailiff. Thank you. The clerk will please read the verdict.
Superior Court of California, County of San Diego, case number GIC 763972, Anthony W. Zarnik, plaintiff versus Illumina Incorporated, a corporation, and does 1 through 20, inclusive, defendant. Verdict. We, the jury, in the above-entitled action, find the following special verdict in this case. Disability discrimination.
Do you find Illumina terminated Dr. Zarnik's employment in whole or in part because of his disability?
Yes.
Did you find that Illumina denied Dr. Zarnik a stock grant in connection with the closing of Illumina's collaboration with Applied Biosystems Incorporated, ABI, in whole or in part because of his disability?
No.
Did you find that Illumina took any other adverse employment action against Dr. Zarnik during his employment in whole or in part because of his disability?
Yes.
Did you find that Illumina terminated Dr. Zarnik's employment in whole or in part because he complained about discrimination?
Yes.
Did you find Illumina took any other adverse employment action against Dr. Zarnik during his employment in whole or in part because he complained about discrimination?
Yes. Termination in violation of public policy.
Do you find that Dr. Zarnik had a reasonable belief that Illumina used or was planning to use information or conclusions derived from the 768 decoding experiment in its roadshow presentation to potential investors in a manner that would be misleading to such potential investors?
Yes.
Do you find that Dr. Zarnik raised concerns to anyone at Illumina about what he reasonably believed to be Illumina's use or planned use of information or conclusions derived from the 768 decoding experiment in its roadshow presentation to potential investors?
Yes.
Do you find that Illumina terminated Dr. Zarnik's employment in whole or in part because he raised concerns that Illumina used or was planning to use information or conclusions derived from the 768 decoding experiment in a misleading manner in its roadshow presentation to potential investors?
Yes.
If your answer to questions number 1, 2, 4, or 9, any or all such questions, is yes, what amount, if any, do you award Dr. Zarnik to reasonably compensate him for the economic damages that he lost or incurred as a result of Illumina's conduct?
$1,696,935.
If your answer to question number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 9, any or all of such questions, is yes, what amount, if any, do you award Dr. Zarnik to reasonably compensate him for non-economic damages such as pain, suffering, and mental or emotional distress that he suffered as a result of Illumina's conduct?
$500,000, malice, fraud, or oppression.
If your answer to question number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 9, any or all of such questions, is yes, did you find by clear and convincing evidence Illumina acted with malice, fraud, or oppression towards Dr. Zarnik?
Yes.
Please sign and date this jury form, dated July 9, 2002, Michael M. Ware, jury foreperson. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, was this and is this your verdict as read?
Yes.
Does either side wish polling of the jury?
Yes, Your Honor.
What I think I will do is I'll just go through each question and ask the question again and ask each juror individually what his answer or her answer to that question was. Is that agreeable?
Yes.
Okay, starting with question number 1, do you find that Illumina terminated Dr. Zarnik's employment in whole or in part because of disability depression? Answer yes or no. Ms. Basulto, what's your answer?
No.
Mr. Martinez?
No.
Your answer is no?
Mm-mm.
Mr. Beltran?
Yes.
Ms. Kelly?
Yes.
Ms. Donovan?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Ms. Mack?
Yes.
Ms. Lucas, your answer?
Yes.
Mr. Hadaqui?
Yes.
Ms. Gladney?
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn?
Yes.
Mr. Ware?
No.
I get 9-3 on that one. Next, do you find that Illumina denied Dr. Zarnik a stock grant in connection with the closing of Illumina's collaboration with Applied Biosystems Incorporated, in whole or in part because of his disability, depression? Answer yes or no. Ms. Basulto?
No.
Mr. Martinez?
No.
Thank you. Mr. Beltran?
No.
Ms. Kelly?
No.
Ms. Donovan?
No.
Mr. Smith?
No, sir.
Next, Ms. Mack?
No.
Ms. Lucas?
No.
Mr. Hadaqui?
No.
Ms. Gladney?
No.
Ms. Vaughn?
No.
Mr. Ware?
No.
I get 12-0 on that. If either attorney disagrees with my total, bring it to my attention at that time. Next, do you find Illumina took any adverse employment action against Dr. Zarnik during his employment in whole or in part because of his disability, depression? Answer yes or no. This is question number 3. Ms. Basulto?
Yes.
Mr. Martinez?
Yes.
Mr. Beltran?
Yes.
Ms. Kelly?
No.
Ms. Donovan?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes, sir.
Ms. Mack?
No.
Ms. Lucas?
Yes.
Mr. Hadaqui?
Yes.
Ms. Gladney?
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn?
Yes.
Mr. Ware?
Yes. I'm sorry. That's a no.
No?
No.
Okay, so I get 9 yes, 3 no. Retaliation. Do you find, this is question number 4, do you find Illumina terminated Dr. Zarnik's employment in whole or in part because he complained about discrimination? Answer yes or no. Ms. Basulto?
Yes.
Mr. Martinez?
Yes.
Mr. Beltran?
Yes.
Ms. Kelly?
Yes.
Ms. Donovan?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes, sir.
Ms. Mack?
No.
Ms. Lucas?
Yes.
Mr. Hadaqui?
Yes.
Vaughn?
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn?
Yes.
Mr. Ware?
No.
That's 10-2 for yes. That was question 4, is that right? Do you find that Illumina took any other adverse employment action against Dr. Zarnik during his employment in whole or in part because he complained about discrimination? Answer yes or no. Ms. Basulto?
Yes.
Mr. Martinez?
Yes.
Mr. Beltran?
Yes.
Ms. Kelly?
No.
Ms. Donovan?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes, sir.
Ms. Mack?
No.
Ms. Lucas?
Yes.
Mr. Hadaqui?
Yes.
Ms. Gladney?
Yes.
And Ms. Vaughn?
Yes.
And Mr. Ware?
No.
That's 10-2 for yes. Number 6. Do you find that Dr. Zarnik had a reasonable belief that Illumina used or was planning to use information or conclusions derived from the 768 decoding experiment in its roadshow presentation to potential investors in a manner that would be misleading to such potential investors, yes or no? Ms. Basulto?
Yes.
Mr. Martinez?
Yes.
Mr. Beltran?
Yes.
Ms. Kelly?
Yes.
Ms. Donovan?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes, sir.
Ms. Mack?
Yes.
Ms. Lucas?
Yes.
Mr. Hadaqui?
Yes.
Ms. Gladney?
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn?
Yes.
And Mr. Ware?
No.
11-1. That's for yes. That's question 6. Do you find that Dr. Zarnik raised concerns to anyone in Illumina about what he reasonably believed to be Illumina's use or planned use of information or conclusions derived from the 768 decoding experiment in its roadshow presentations to potential investors? Answer yes or no, Ms. Basulto?
Yes.
Mr. Martinez?
Yes.
Mr. Beltran?
Yes.
Ms. Kelly?
No.
Ms. Donovan?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes, sir.
Ms. Mack?
No.
Ms. Lucas?
Yes.
Mr. Hadaqui?
Yes.
Ms. Gladney?
Yes.
And Ms. Vaughn?
Yes.
And Mr. Ware?
No.
9-3, yes. 8, do you find that the persons making the decision to terminate Dr. Zarnik's employment were aware that Dr. Zarnik had raised concerns about the use or planned use of information or conclusions derived from the 768 decoding experiment in its roadshow presentation to potential investors? Answer yes or no, Ms. Basulto.
Yes.
Mr. Martinez.
Yes.
Mr. Beltran.
Yes.
Ms. Kelly.
Yes.
Ms. Donovan.
Yes.
Mr. Smith.
Yes, sir.
Ms. Mack.
Yes.
Ms. Lucas.
Yes.
Mr. Hariki.
Yes.
Ms. Gladney.
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn.
Yes.
Mr. Ware.
Yes.
12-0. That was 8. Now, number 9. Do you find that Illumina terminated Dr. Zarnik's employment in whole or in part because he raised concerns that Illumina used or was planning to use information or conclusions derived from the 768 decoding experiment in a misleading manner in its roadshow presentation to potential investors? Answer, yes or no, Ms. Basulto.
No.
Mr. Martinez.
Yes.
I didn't hear you.
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Beltran?
Yes.
Ms. Kelly?
Yes.
Ms. Donovan?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes, sir.
Ms. Mack?
Yes.
Ms. Lucas?
Yes.
Mr. Hadeke?
Yes.
Ms. Gladney?
No.
Ms. Vaughn?
Yes.
Mr. Ware?
No.
9-3 for yes. Economic damages. What amount, if any, do you award Dr. Zarnik to reasonably compensate him for the economic damages he lost or incurred as a result of Illumina's conduct? Answer, $1,696,935. Was this your answer, Ms. Basulto?
Yes.
Ms. Martinez?
Yes.
Mr. Beltran?
Yes.
Ms. Kelly?
Yes.
Ms. Donovan?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes, sir.
Ms. Mack?
Yes.
Ms. Lucas?
Yes.
Mr. Hadeke?
Yes.
Ms. Gladney?
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn?
Yes.
Mr. Ware?
Yes.
Okay, 12-0. Non-economic damages. What amount, if any, do you award to Dr. Zarnik to reasonably compensate him for non-economic damages such as pain, suffering, mental or emotional distress that he suffered as a result of Illumina's conduct? $500,000. Ms. Basulto, is that your answer?
Yes.
Mr. Martinez?
Yes.
Mr. Beltran?
Yes.
Ms. Kelly?
Yes.
Ms. Donovan?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes, sir.
Ms. Mack?
Yes.
Ms. Lucas?
Yes.
Mr. Hadeke?
Yes.
Ms. Gladney?
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn?
Yes.
Mr. Ware?
No.
That's 11-1 for that number, 500,000. Finally, do you find by clear and convincing evidence that Illumina acted with malice, fraud, or oppression towards Dr. Zarnik? Answer yes or no. Ms. Basulto?
Yes.
Mr. Martinez?
Yes.
Mr. Beltran?
Yes.
Ms. Kelly?
Yes.
Ms. Donovan?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes, sir.
Ms. Mack?
Yes.
Ms. Lucas?
Yes.
Mr. Hadeke?
Yes.
Ms. Gladney?
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn?
Yes.
And Mr. Ware?
Yes.
Okay, that's 12 zip. Okay, now we have another phase of the case, but I think we'll do that tomorrow. I want to talk to the attorneys just for a moment about scheduling. This phase probably doesn't take that long, but I think it's too late to do it today. We'll talk with counsel. Generally, phase two will involve a little bit of testimony, one or two jury instructions, and then one more question. So it has to be the same jury. Mr. Smith? Didn't I tell you I didn't allow questions? Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry.
What is your question?
Sir, my question is, what is the basis? May I ask that?
Can I say what the phase of this case is called?
It doesn't matter. We'll get it tomorrow.
It's not going to be tomorrow either. The attorneys have to do a little more work before this. Can I tell them what the phase involves?
I have no problem.
Yes.
It's a punitive damage phase. By saying that you find fraud, oppression, or malice by clear and convincing evidence, that triggers the punitive damage phase. It's very limited testimony, one or two instructions, and brief arguments by the attorneys. Trying to schedule this in with the courts, I already have something else scheduled at 9 a.m. on Thursday. We're talking 1:15 Thursday afternoon. It's absolutely imperative that we have you all here. It has to be the same jury, so 1:15 Thursday afternoon. Please do not discuss the case. The same admonition still applies. Don't form any additional opinions on the case. Don't discuss the case with anybody else. Don't tell anybody. If they ask what you've done, don't tell them what you've done, and then return at 1:15 Thursday afternoon. I think it's not going to take that long. This phase of the case, although it's an important phase, generally in most cases, just does not take that long because 99% of the evidence you already heard in the case, and there's some additional evidence, a little bit of additional evidence, and then some brief argument by the attorneys, and then it's up to you. So, we'll be in recess until 1:15 on Thursday afternoon. Leave your notebooks. They will still be here when you get back. Leave your green sheet, too, on your seats. Nobody's going to look at them. They'll just be there. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. See you Thursday at 1:15.